bottom of Chaf Hei Amarav. The Gemara spoke about a karfeif that part of it was roofed. And that's mamayit from the more than Beis Hashayim or not. And that was a machlokas between Rav and Rav Zeira. What I said, let's say Rav and Rav Zeira arguing the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel. The itmar achsadra v'bika. You have an achsadra in a karmelis. So that's this picture. You have a thing that's opened up on all the sides, and there's a roof on it, and this is a beak under here is a karmelis. The question is under here a place where you're allowed to metal or not? You say, Pitikra, Yori Vesosin, that the corners, or the edges, form a mechitza, and go all the way down. It's considered like there's a mechitza all the way down. So, Achsad Rabika, Rav Amr Mutal Ataltu Bakulo, Shmuel Amr Eim Ataltu Nele Bedal Adamas. Rav Amr Mutal Ataltu Bakulo, Amrin Pitikri Yori the Sosin. You say that the edge of the board extends down and it forms a mechitza. Shmuel Amr Eim Ataltu Nele Barba Amas. You can only carry within Arba Amas, it remains a karmelis. Lo Amrin Pitikri Yori the Sosin. So Mishtam, Reb Zeira and Rav are arguing the same thing. Whether you say P Tikra Vigori so same, and it closes off this area in the Karteif, and then what's left is less than Beis Hashayim. Where it says, Ida Bida Kiach Sadra Hochinami, the Kuleyama the Hochinami, Hochamayaskinon, the Ogda Ki Urzila. Rashi says, Hachinami afilu rabba molde kirav de pitikra yori vesosin. If it would be made like an achsadra, meaning, Rashi says, we'll see in a second, that it's a straight roof, then in Hachinami you say pitikra yori vesosin, according to everybody. Hacha de polig rabba de ovid kiroi kior zila, yitzia gad mishupa de lekope. Right, Rashi says that the case where they're arguing is where you made in the karteif, a something that's not an achsad, it has a sloped roof, slanted roof. And therefore, since the edge is not at a 90-degree angle, you don't say pitikri yori v'sosin. You only say pitikri yori v'sosin when the edge is a 90-degree angle. And that's what Rashi learns. That's what, for now, we'll leave it like that. Omer Ebzeru. Umaldina bekarfeif, they both would agree in a karfeif, shenifras b'milua lechotzer she'oser. Even though there's an argument whether a roofed karfeif, even where you can't say pitikri yori v'sose, whether that separates the ismamayit the area, but they both agree in a karfeif, shenifras b'milua lechotzer she'oser. My time ahoel v'aver chotzer miyasro. Okay, this picture. You have the green part is a chotzer with houses, and they made an eruv, and you can carry in this green part. And there was a mechitza here that closed off the chotzer completely, and the karfeif was closed off, and the karfeif was exactly Beis Hashayim. So when this mechitza was up, you could carry in the karfeif because it was less than, and it wasn't hukaf ledira, so it was exactly Beis Hashayim. It's okay to carry there. The chotzer was okay to carry in because they had an eruv and there was a chotzer. It was closed off on all four sides. And then this mechitza fell down. And now the karfeif opens the miluo. There's nothing left on either side. So it's totally opened into the chotzer. So what happens is the area of the chotzer now makes the karfeif more than Beis Hashayim. And it's not hukaf ledira. And therefore, what's it called? It's not good. And you can't carry here. You can't carry here, then you can't carry in the chotzer either anymore. Because the chotzer is opened into a place that you can't carry. Opened totally into a place where you can't carry. So that both the karfeif and the chotzer become also according to this. Because the karfeif becomes more than what's it called the Beis Hashayim. Okay, Rashi. Shenifra the karfeif Beis Hashayim. Modina the karfeif Beis Hashayim. Shenifras b'milua lechotzer, sha'avir chotzer miyasro, v'oseu yosher v'esosayim. Now that it's opened totally into the chotzer, the chotzer adds on to its area, and it becomes more than beis osayim, and it's osir. The gabi kiri de sharina mishum pitikri or visosin. In the case where the roof was there, that's because he says even by a slanted roof, pitikri yori disosim. But if it wouldn't be because of pitikri yori disosim, it would be osir. Now, the Rishonim asked, what in the world is what this case have to do with the other case? It's completely two different things. Right? Even though in this case I say it's no good, but in this case I'm molded. But these, the two cases have nothing to do with each other. So basically the what they say is that the same idea. Over here, what's it called? The Shaila is the... it looks like more than Beis Osayim over here, right? Is something that cordons it off partially. Is that make it less than Beis Osayim or not? The case of the slanted roof doesn't look 100% like it's cordoned off, right? Over there is a machlokas. Over here, it looks like it's extra space. That's even though it's a chotzer. That what's it called? They're both molded. That in this case it adds on, and there's no hecker, and therefore it's completely considered more than based sign. We'll see as the Gemara goes on. What's the reason over here? It's really no good. Maskif lor of Yosef, v'chi aver hamutter lo osra. L'chora over here the chotzer is mutter, right? And you'd be allowed to carry into the chotzer, and not only that, you'd be allowed to carry from the karfeit into the chotzer. Because we hold like Reb Shimon, Reb Zera holds like Reb Shimon, the Chora, and that Reb Shimon holds that Karfeifos, Chatzeros are all one Rishos. You're allowed to carry from a Karfeif into a Chatzer, okay, where they're opened into each other. So how in the world could the Chatzer make the Karfeif Osir? Because now it's what's it called? It adds on to the Karfeif. It doesn't add to the Karfeif. Chatzer is not a Karfeif. A Chatzer is Hukaf Ladira. So that part is hukaf ladira. It's opened into a karfeit that exactly based osayim, that's still also mutter. Why should they become osir? Why should the karfeit, because you add on space of a chotzer that's mutter to carry in, and mutter to carry from the karfeit, why now should it be osir? If there was a mechitza up between them with a doorway in between, you'd be allowed to carry from the karfeit into the chotzer. Now that the mechitza fell down, why does the chotzer add to the karfeit's base sasayim and make it also to carry there? The chotzer is hukaf ladira. The enochidami, the karfeit is not, but the karfeit is not more than base sasayim. Why should this mutter area make the karfeit more than base sasayim, lo hukaf ladira, and also to carry? This new area is a different area. And it's mutter. What? Why? It's closed on three sides, and it has what's it called? It has what's it called? On the inside, it has what's it called? It has still have mechitzas. No, it's not talking. It's less than 10 amos. Enochinai, more than 10 amos, we wouldn't say this. The pirtz is less than 10 amos. Okay. Maskifor velichi abra de mutter lo osro amalei abaye kaman k'Reb Shimon. Your question was based on the fact that you hold that Reb Shimon, that a karfeit and a chotzer are the same thing, and you can carry from the karfeit into the chotzer. So the chotzer is a place that's mutter for the karfeit. So why now with that extra added area that's mukaf ladira, it has a din of a chotzer, aser, and make the karfeit now more than beis osayim? Reb Shimon nami ha'ika aver mokum mechitzos, right? Because the problem is not the chotzer. The problem is the karfeit was exactly beis osayim. Mamish, exactly. When there was a mechitza up here, So closing off the chotzer from the karfeit, so the area of the mechitza itself was closed off. Now the mechitza is not there. That little area, not the chotzer, but the area that was at the end of the karfeit, which formed the mechitza for the chotzer, is no longer there. So now it's a little bit more than beis osayim, and that area is not hukaf ladira. Right? That was the mechitza place. The mechitza started from within, not from the outside, from the inside thing. And therefore, it's more than beis osayim. That's the reason it's no good. Rashi. Keman havi aver hamutter lo. When you said that it's aver hamutter lo, right? Oh, wait, no. V'chi aver hamutter lo osro. V'hari chotzer zu mitchilo haisa muteres l'taltel. Heimenu l'karte. When the mechitza was up, you could carry from this chotzer into the karte through a door that was there. K'reb Shimon. The achshav shenifritz l'makom hamutter lo leser lo mishum yiter lekel a neimer to hakol chotzer mukefes l'dira ha. You can't say that now that the mechitza went down, that it becomes usher to carry into the chatzar. If the mechitza was up, you'd be allowed to carry from the karfeif to the chatzar. So why now should it asur it? And they can't say the reason is because now the karfeif is more than beis asayim, because it's not more than beis asayim. The part that's extra now is hukaf ladira. And the original karfeif remains that it is. So there's a karfeif and there's a chatzar. Why should this area asur the karfeif? Where it says, keman havi avir hamutalo kerib shimon. So Abaya explained what Rav Yosef's question was, that you're meaning to say that it's Avir HaMutterlo because you hold the Rav Shimon, right? The Rav Shimon nami, mitzer karfeif. Even according to Rav Shimon, the karfeif now is going to be awesome. Mishumako mechitzo sheniklu v'nis osif al ha'avir v'yoseo yosem v'esasayim shemitzilo hoysa v'esasayim etzumtzum v'nifritzo achotzer kenegdo logasinu v'kulish pasok. Okay, now, what happened over here was that the place of the mechitzas fell down, and that taka adds a little bit to the karfeif, which is now more than beis asayim, and it wasn't hukaf ladira, therefore it's asur. It's not asur because of the chatzar. It's asur because of the little addition of where the mechitza was. The Omer Rav Chisda, as Rav Chisda said, and I'll show you, this is the reason. Karfeif shenifritz b'milu al dechatzar. Right, a karfeif that was broken down, the mechitza was broken down completely into a chatzar muteris, the chatzar is still muter, the karfeif asur, the karfeif is asur. Chatzar maitaima is like gefufe. Right, what's the reason the chatzar is muter? Because if you look from the chatzar, there is still walls on both sides, and this piritza is less than 10 amas, so the chatzar is still enclosed. Mashein came from the karfeif. There are no, remnants of the walls. Open completely, right? It's open completely. And therefore, since the karfeif is open completely, like we said, the area of the mechitza was made it less than, beis asayim or less, and now there's the mechitza is not there, so it's it's a full beis asayim more than beis asayim, and therefore this is awesome. Okay. Mara says you can't say that that's stam the reason, because this is pasuach lemiluo, right? And into a place that you can't carry. See, 1 second. This now is anticipating what exactly the problem over here. The case is you have a karfeif that's open completely into a chatzar. The chatzar is mutter. The karfeif is asur. Now why? The chatzar is mutter because there's still mechitzas on both sides, and the pesach is less than 10 amos. The karfeif we think now is asur because there are no mechitzas on both sides, and therefore it's open b'miluo into the chatzar. Why should what?
It can't be if it's the base of Siam, so it's 100 by 50. So the short side is 50 amos.
Excellent. We've shown them asked that question, and they say basically that it's less than 10 amos where it connects to the chatzar, and then it gets much wider. Things go on a slant, it gets much wider. So in the end, you have the area.
So this picture doesn't represent the case.
Right. This picture is not the case. Okay, so the Gemara says like this, that, so now the Gemara is going to discuss why is this awesome. We're going to come back to the fact that it's awesome because of the extra area of the Makom HaMechitzas. Domer of Chis, the karfeif shenifritz b'milu ala chotzer, chotzer muteris, the karfeif asur. Chotzer maitama dislegi fufe. Right? What's the reason that this mutter? Because from the chotzer side, there's still mechitzas. From the karfeif side, there's no mechitzas. And you have to add that the reason it's asur then is because, like the Rabbanan, that a karfeif and a chotzer are two different reshuyas, and you couldn't carry normally from the karfeif into the chotzer. And the Mela, the karfeif is parits of bimiluo to a place you're not allowed to carry to. From the karfeif, and Mela, the whole karfeif becomes awesome. Okay. That's what we think now. Like the Rabbana. Look at Rashi. The Iker Gifufe, the Ilav Hachi, Asri Hadot. If it wouldn't be that on the side of the Chatzar also there would be Mechitzas, both of them would be awesome. Uka Rabbana. And that would be also like the Rabbana. The Pligli Adrib Shimon. Noketla. Vashein HaPirtsi Yisera Leser. Talking where the piritza is not more than 10 amas. Amai noket heter bechotzer, v'isher bekarfeit, v'homotzi lemeimer nomi ipcha, kigon shekarfeit godol menachotzer. V'havi lechotzer miluo v'karfeit ikar gifufin. L'chora, the case could have been just the opposite. Next picture. Right, why does it say categorically that when you have a karfeit, poruch v'miluo into a chotzer, that the chotzer is mutter, the karfeit is asher? Could be the other way around. It could be that the karfeit is wider than the chotzer, and therefore when the mechitzah broke down, there are mechitzahs on both sides of the karfeit, and the chotzer opens completely into here. So it's not always that the chotzer is mutter and the karfeit is asher. If the whole reason is because of the gifufe, because of the remnants of the mechitzah on the sides, it could be the other way too. So it's not always the chotzer mutter and the karfeit asher. It could be just the opposite if the picture is different. Right, the configuration. They ask another question here. They ask Yoel's question. The chorus, if the opening is 10 amos or less, how could there be the dimensions of a karfeit? But a karfeit is, what's it called, only mutter, but based on sign, we said, if it's less than one times two. Right? One times two or less. But if one side is more than two times the other side, then it's no good. And here it would have to be, if it's only 10 amos this way, to get 5,000 square amos, it would have to be much, much longer or whatever.
50 times.
So that's what they say. They say that it's not, Tosa says that it starts off 10 amos where it connects, and then it goes on a what's it called, an angle. It's not a square necessarily. And that answers that. There's another question over here. And that is, we know that before we had, that if this side, it's considered a lechi. Why isn't it considered a lechi in the karfeit? It's nirim b'chutz, right? In shavim b'fnim. This picture. If you're standing in the karfeit, you don't see these mechitzas. But l'maisa, from the outside, you see them. And we said that nirim b'chutz and shavim b'fnim is called a lechi. So why can't that lechi be makah the karfeit? It's not poros b'miluo. Because this lechi will help for the karfeit too. Right? So there's a lot of answers to that. One is that these walls are 4 amos or more. A lechi can't be 4 amos. Another thing, a lechi doesn't help by a karfeit. It only helps by a mavul. It doesn't help by a karfeit bechlap. That whole concept that a lechi would help by a karfeit, not everybody holds from. So the Rishonim hold that a lechi doesn't help by a karfeit. It could be a lechi. It doesn't help. Also, what other answers are there? Okay, that's for now. It's a good enough. There are two answers. Okay, let's go on. So my time is like a fufi. Vazim the mishkachas la yipcha. Ela mishum damrinen. Ze aver mechitzos miyasro. Ze ein aver mechitzos miyasro. Must be the reason that it's asur is not because it's pasuach to a place that you can't carry. Because then it's not necessarily the chaser is going to be asur. It could be the karfei could be the karfei is going to be asur. The chaser could be asur if the way that it broke down is different. Another answer they say is that the mechitzas of the karfei go into the chotzer, like we had the other picture. And therefore, it's not even near the chutz from over here. It's completely blocked off, the mechitzas. Anyway, whatever it is. Okay, so the Gemara says, look at Rashi, Ela, v'ninokat isser v'karfeit, that the isser is in the karfeit, and not in the chotzer. And there's no way that you could configure this situation where the isser would be the opposite way. Shema minokrab shimin svirle. Hear from here that, what's it called, that he holds akrab shimin, not like the Rabbana. And the reason it's Asur is not because it's Pasuach to a place you can't carry, because the Karfeit and the Chatzar are both, what's it called, one area. And you can carry from one to the other. The Mishum Shtei Rishuyos Lo Mitzur. It's not Asur because it's two different Rishuyos. The time Mishum Yitur Beis Asayimu. Right? The reason is because since the Mechitza fell down, and originally the Karfeit was exactly Beis Asayim, now it's more than Beis Asayim. The Mako Mechitzos Miyatzro, because it's not the Chatzar that makes it Asur, it's the place where the mechitza used to be that adds a little bit now to Beis Hasayim. The bechotzer lo asur uve karfeif asur. The chotzer is not going to be asur because it's hukaf ledira. It can be a million amas. It's only the karfeif that if it becomes a little bit more than it is now is going to be asur. The karfeif asur. Lamotzi leminkat ibka. Ibka couldn't have said the other way around. If you have bechotzer miluo uve karfeif gifufei tarvayu mishru. If it would be the opposite way around, both would be mutter, like with Rav Shimon. Because a chotzer and a karfeit, you're allowed to carry one from the other, as long as the karfeit is less than Beis Hasayim, Beis Hasayim or less. And here, if it broke the other way, right, the kulo shusachase, the yitur bekarthik nami lekahol, the ikagifute. Since this part of the mechitz is still up, that doesn't add to the area that it's a Pesach. Where there's a little bit closed on both sides, what's open, less than 10 amos is a Pesach, is considered closed. So that area is considered closed. It doesn't add to the base of sign of the karthik. Okay. V'zeh avir mechitzos miyasro, karpot yisur ka'asar be. The karfeit is now asur because it's more than beis asayim. The place yitur demakum mechitzes, the il yitur, the avir chatzir lo asur le, the chatzir mukethes ladira havi, v'lo havi yitur. Doesn't make a difference if it's more or less. You can have a million amas in something chukuf ladira. V'zeh chatzir, ein avir mechitzes miyasro, kolomer, ein yitur osur bo. There's no concept of having too big of a chatzir. The chatzir is bediura. Hilkach, inoket ipcha lo mitzir chatzir krib shimon. Now we're saying, that's why Rav Chisda said what he said. And then Mela, you have to explain it just the way we explained the case over here, that the reason the karfeit is osur is because the makom hamechitzes makes it more than beis asai. Okay. Hahu bustana, there was an orchard, to have a samech leguda da padna. And it was bordered by the wall of a palace. Nafal Ashisa Braisa, the outer wall of the palace fell down, the Apadna, Sobra Beboy Lameimar, Lismo Chaguda Gviyasa. No, there's still an inner wall to the palace. So that should be okay. Amarle Rapapi, Mishum Daasa, Mimuloy, Amrisu Milim Laisa, because you come from Miloy, you come from Beis Eli, who are people whose lives were cut off. They had to get a klala, they wouldn't live long. So you say things that are cut off. Hanach mechitzas legavoy avdinan, lebroi lo avdinan. Those mechitzas that are in the house were made for the house, for the inside, not for the outside. A mechitza that's made for the inside and not for the outside doesn't help for the outside. The picture is picture 158. So you have a bustana, that's the orchard, and it's bordered, and this was hukav shalolodira. But the wall of the house, the outside wall, right, was made, what's it called, for a deer. And borders this. Mamela, all he needs is one mechitza, the tzuka for deer. Like we had, all he needs 10 amas. The tzuka for deer, not the whole thing with deer. So here, the back mechitza was put up, ladira. And therefore it was okay. That wall fell down. So now it's not tzuka for deer anymore. The other mechitzas were not made ladira. So he wanted to say, Lamaisi, you still have the inner wall of the room. And that's still, what's it called, good enough to make it hukaf ladira. He said, no, the inner wall was never made for the outside. The outer wall was made for the outside, the inside. But the inner wall was only made for the inside. And therefore the inner wall won't help to make it hukaf ladira. Now it's more than based on Simon. It's not hukaf ladira, it's awesome. Rashi, bustana pardes. The Havinatua Ilanus. There was a paradise that was planted with the trees, and that it could be Hukaf Ladira, because it could be called Ladira, if that was the when the walls were put up, it was already Lashem Dira. But when the walls were put up, it wasn't Lashem Dira. The Havisamach Laguda da Padna, the Hihoisa Lo Hekef Ladira. That wall of the house was the wall they put up after the paradise was there, and it was now, Yishev and Acher Pesach and afterwards Hukaf. That wall. Hahu Gudah Shoyabo Pesach Pasuach Lusad Pardes, Samchu Hekef a Pardes, Davi Mukaf Ladira. The Yosef Beis Asayim Havi. When they opened there was used to be a door opening into the Pardes from the house. And that door wasn't opened until they built the wall. So it was Hukaf and Acher Kach Pasach. So it was hukaf ladira. When it was made into a dira, it was hukaf. And the pardes was more than beis asayim, so it had to be hukaf ladira. Aguda gavoy hariyesh old mechitzas pnimios labayis vehein yu mechitzas the pardes. He wanted to say the fact that that wall isn't there anymore doesn't affect anything because there's another wall that's still there, the inside wall. So let that be called the hukaf ladira. Mumuloi mekutoyim, cut off things. Mibes Eli, that Abaya the father of Rabbe Boy came from Beis Eli. Kedamri Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Mulaisa Ketuos Below Raglayim. Mulaisa is something where its legs are cut off. Livroi Lo Avdinan. Denoi De Pirtza Leka. Right? Even though there's no Pirtza here, because the back wall forms a Mechitza, right? And the walls of the house continue on till that back wall. Leka Heka Fadira. The problem is not that it's open, that it's a Pirtza. The problem is that it's Hukav Shalot Adira. What's it called? A karfeif can be mukav completely. It's not the problem of a pirtza, but it's more than beis asayim. If that hekif wasn't ladira, then it's a tzasser. Near less of a paradis, davi yosher beis asayim. Right? It's not hekif ladira, and the paradis was more than beis asayim. So therefore, it remains, it becomes asher. Okay. Hanach mechitz, okay. Hahi avarnika, new case. Rashi learns avarnika, ilan shetzila meruba, and avarniki is a shade tree. And you, the notin also hasarim, princes, you know, rich people plant these gigantic shade trees, but osin it's divos, tachas divos, and they put picnic tables underneath the tree, lihislonein tachtov, pimos hachama, ulisameach sham, in order to, what's it called, lina, to rest there. In the summer, right, and to be happy. The slowing can also mean to complain. Now, usually, when you go for a picnic, that's what you complain about. So, so now, what happens? So that's the Havel of the Rishkalusa, the Bustani. He had this Avarniki in his orchard. And the Bustani, Rashi says, V'yosim Beisosayim, Shlo Hukuf Ladiro Haya Pardes. The Pardes was more than Beisosayim, and it wasn't Hukuf Ladiro. And he had the shade tree in the middle of the paradise. Amar le Rav Huna bar Chinana li'avid mar takanta de'lamachar ne'chol naham ahasam. So I want to be able to go and eat some bread in my under my shade tree, but I want you to make it that I can carry from the house into the what's it called into the paradise, which is a more than base society. Also ovid kana pachas mishlosha. So he went and he put up a mechitza made of posts that were put less than three tvachim apart. Okay. So let's see what he did over here. There's really one way. Rashi has two ways over here. Nochal nahamaha sum tachasila. Tomorrow I'd like to go and have a picnic under the tree. So do something that I'll be able to get to the tree and carry my bread there, even though it's a karfif, more than based on sign, it's not hukuf ladira. So what do you do? All that kana pachas mishlosha tvachim. Hekif. Kigon mechitzos konim, dalad mechitzos, kicheder, laniach shom belayla hamachol, velodur shom hashomer, ulamachar yitaltalenu bechol apardes. So is beishomiro, beishdiro. Wanted to do is like this. Wanted to make a little enclosed area, picture 159, an enclosed area where you put a little guardhouse and what's it called, and the bread and your kalim or whatever, and this area now was hukaf ladira, okay, this is a new hekif, and since there's now a hekif inside the paradis that is hukaf ladira, so you're allowed to carry in the whole paradis now. Because you have a mechitza of more than ten amos, I guess. That was what's it called? That was hukaf ladira. And the whole paradise now has a shomira in it. It's now hukaf ladira, even though it was hukaf and then posach, right? But this hekif was new. This hekif came after the dira. So now the whole paradise becomes hukaf ladira. Okay, it's a little bit difficult. This is for Rashi's first shot. Why? Because of this area in the middle, the whole paradise becomes hukaf ladira. Pasha, because you have one mechitza. Even if it doesn't go the whole length of the wall. But it's 10 amas, right, that's called hukaf ladira. That's enough to be called hukaf ladira. What? These sticks were, one side at least, was more than 10 amas. That's what we learned now. Ozo Rava, Shaltinu. Rava came, and he said that you don't need these mechitzas. Shaltinu, de lo sforei leha takanti. Didn't hold of this takana. Okay, that Masri wouldn't help. Okay. Also, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, Naktinu mibasre. So because Rava held it wouldn't help, so Naktinu basre shlo yazer Rav Huna viskakim, and they took away the post that Rav Huna shouldn't come back and put him back. Think that they fell down or some vandals did it, right? They knew that that Rava did it, and he did it because he held it doesn't help. So they took it away. He shouldn't put it up again. The macher asked the Ravina the Rava. It's the next day. So Ravina asked Rava, why'd you take off the sticks? What was the problem? Why wasn't it mutter? Esri Ravina Rava, Ir Chadosha, molded in law mi yeshivasa, the yeshana mi chomasa. Right? She said, he asked him the following question. Lachor, according to this Mishnah, what you did was wrong. Rashi, Esri Lesiyue the Shapir of it. No, so first he wanted to prove to him that what he did was okay. Okay, and then when it, in the end we had a question on it, and you'll see that he saw what he did wasn't okay, and then we'll see what happened with the Reish Galus. Okay, Ir Chadosha Modul Mishibasa Imukefes Choma the Einam Yusheves Kula Kishabal Limdod Tumeha Lo Yimdod La Min Hachoma Ela Min Habatim the Chomasa Lav Chomahi L'Shav Yekula Kedal Ramas Hoel Yishivasa Chadosha Shikidma Chomasa Yishivasa. Aval Yishana, she Yeshuva, Yishana, the Kadam the Chamasa, Modin Lami Chamasa. Talking like this. You had a city, and there was a wall around the city before you built the houses. So then, the wall doesn't count as part of the city, because the wall was there before. So the Tchum of the city ends, or starts, the 2,000 Amas outside the city, start from the last house. After that last house, that's the end of the city. And even though the wall of the city may be a mile past the last house, you don't start counting the 2,000 hours from the wall from the last house. Now, Shein Kain, if the houses were built before the wall, and the wall was built after the houses, then the wall is part of the city. And if there's a mile between the last house and the wall, you don't count the 2,000 hours from the house, you count it from the wall. You have all that extra, you have an extra mile to walk on Shabbos. The 2,000 hours don't start till the end of the wall. So Ir Chadosha means where the city was newer than the wall, and Ir Yeshana means where the city was older than the wall. It preceded the wall. That's all that new and old mean. Okay, Ezu I Chadosha, Ezu Yeshana. Now the Gemara explains what's a new city and what's an old city. Chadosha Shehu Kfar L'Sof Yashva. Chadosha means where the city came after the wall was put up. Yeshana Yashva L'Sof Hukva. And Yeshana means where the city was there before the wall was put up. It's older than the wall. V'hainami kahukva ulasof yashva. Here also, it's like the wall was there before you made this dira. So how is the dira going to help? Right? L'chora, the wall we're talking about now is the wall that's around the parades. That wall was up before they put a base dira, a shomira, inside the parades. So how could this make it hukufla dira? Lechora, these walls are the Hekif, and when they were put up, there was no Dira. The Dira came after the walls. So Lechora, it should be not considered Hukaf Dira, just like by the city. It's not considered, the walls aren't considered part of the city if they came, what's it called, before the city was put up. Here also, these walls were here before this base Dira was put in. So this still should be considered Lo Hukaf Dira. So, Hainami kuk for the sof yashva dani. Amar li rapapa the rava, the homer of asi mechitzos adarchalin, lo shma mechitza, al la kivin de litzniusa avidale, lo havi mechitza, hachinami kivin de litzniusa avidale, lo havi mechitza. Rashi. Amar li rapapa the rava, the suyas. Now rapapa wanted to help rava too, and said, tell him another reason why what he did was right, that what Rav Huna Bar Chinana did was wrong, and what Rava did to take it away was right. There's another reason why. Because mechitzas that are only made for tznius, they're not made to form a bona fide mechitza to separate places or whatever. They're just put up for tznius purposes that people can have a little privacy. That's not called a mechitza. Rashi, Adarchilon, Banoim shows a mechitza l'tzeil svivoseyem kishabonim b'cham. They put up a mechitza not because they want to separate themselves from anywhere. They put up something for shade. Only for shade. That's not called a mechitza. Kiva l'tzniu, say he. Ulamachar sasrila. Tomorrow, next day, they'll take it down. They didn't put this up to make a dwelling or whatever, or to separate places. They put it up temporarily just for the shade. So lav klumi. That's not considered a mechitza. V'hanami l'tzniu, say the yom v'layla bi'almahi. Davida. V'lav dirahi. Nela, the Reish Galusa, just wanted something put up temporarily so they could keep their kalim there and then carry under their shade tree. And that wasn't there for the sake of a mechitza, it was only there for the sake of tzniyas. That's not called a mechitza. It's not called a mechitza, then it's not a hukah for deer anymore. Ay, v'omer avhuna b'reid rav Yeshua l'rova, v'omer avhuna mechitza asuy l'naches lo shema mechitza. A mechitza that's made just for protecting things, right, that are inside, but not to live there. It's also not considered a mechitza. Legabi these halachas of hukah fladira. The harava baravua ma'ar. Well, we're going to okay. We'll say this. It seems all one part, but we'll save for tomorrow. Yeah, especially the next part is a little complicated. In any case, you get the idea that what's it called that. Rava did something that was against what Rav Huna said, and he got a lot of support for what he did. In the end, we'll see that they slug him up, and he was in a little bit of trouble. But for the time being, we'll leave it like that. Just read Rashi, though.